the story part of it. The story part of it is that the tractor was parked running at the top of the hill, and that my sister Jenny, 10 years old, climbed up and took a seat at the wheel. The story part of it is that my father worked on something attached behind the tractor, the boom of the digger or the chain perhaps. The story does not tell all. It tells what he said to Jenny, his instruction. It tells what he said into the fierce wind blowing that day, the roar of the wind and the roar of the tractor. He said, "Whatever you do, don't step on the clutch." The wind took his words, flipped and turned them, gusted them, even as it gusted everything it could, even as it tossed the ends of the red scarf Jenny wore, flapping it out and back, out and back. Jenny heard him say, "Step on the clutch," and she did. The tractor lurched down the hill like an animal freed. The story, part of it, tells how the tractor rolled, gaining, how Jenny stood steadfast on the clutch, hanging on to the wheel, her hair and her red scarf flying with the speed of it. How the tractor roared down the slope until it hit the barbed wire fence at the bottom, broke through and rolled over. How she flew off and the clutch engaged and killed the engine. Everything was, at that second, silent from the roaring, and Jenny was face down on the grass, alive, but he, my father, thought she was dead. And years later, when my father was dying, I called Jenny. "You'd better come," I said. She arrived at the hospital, and I met her at the main door to show her through the maze, the halls, to my father's last room. We turned the turn and could see him ahead, no longer a man at work, or rather a man doing the new work of dying. He sat in the bed, tubes into the skin of the backs of his hands. He looked up and caught sight of her, of us, and then he did what Jenny cannot explain, get over, understand, make sense of. He put his hand over his eyes. He looked down at the floor while we came to him. The story, part of it, is that Jenny cannot let go of this. She told me, "It's what he's always done. He did not want to see me, to look at me." "No," I told her, "no. It was to keep from crying."